This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up on today's show, the science behind the ancient practice of meditation, and the founder of Trollbusters tells us about fighting online harassment. But first, students and teachers at the Academy of World Languages are starting their day listening to classical music and developing the ability to practice mindfulness. It's part of the Mindful Music Moments program by City Silence to educate them about composers like Mozart and Bach, while at the same time preparing their minds for a day of teaching and learning. Here to talk about the benefits of mindfulness is the founder of Mindful Music Moments and City Silence, Stacy Sims, resource coordinator at Academy of World Languages, Jill Smith, and Academy of World Languages student, Jackie Munoz. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Flight of the Bumblebee, written by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. And Stacy, that's one of the classical pieces that's used in the Mindful Music Moments program. How much buzz did that generate? Stacy?
Yes, can you hear me?
Sure can. Tell me about that. You actually built 5 days around this one piece of music. Tell me how that worked and where the mindfulness exercise came into play.
Well, this was a very popular selection of all the music we've played so far. So I want to back up and tell everyone that all the music was selected for us by our partner, the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, and it reflects a lot of the music that they play during their young people's concerts. So when we did Fly to the Bumblebee, it's just a fun song to listen to, but one of the experiences that we asked the students to try to do is to see if they could stay calm and keep their breath moving nice and slowly while listening to the busier music. But then it was super exciting when the third and fourth graders, or maybe just the fourth graders, got to go to the symphony and hear that song. That made them feel very empowered.
What's the type of you're describing a meditation practice, a mindfulness practice, the breathing you were talking about? That has a specific name, correct?
Well, there are a lot of different names for it, because this kind of mindful meditation and breath practices have been done for thousands of years in various cultures. Right now, the term mindfulness encompasses all kinds of meditative mindful practices, including focusing on the breath.
But this is called bee breathing, is what I've heard.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, there is a very specific kind of breath that's a technique called bee breathing. So one of the days when we were working with the students made a sound like a bee, like a humming sound, which creates a vibration and a focus. So yes, that is a very particular kind of breathing.
And how often is music used in conjunction with mindfulness, Stacy?
Well, I'm not exactly sure how often it's used, but when I conceived the program, it seemed like a fantastic way to engage students, teachers, and administrators in a very particular listening ritual that would allow a moment or two of quiet while creating a connection to classical music and or opera music.
So, Jackie, what do you think of this?
I really like it. It makes you concentrate and makes you feel better. It makes your day better. And, yeah.
It helps get you ready for the day? And
yeah.
Do you think your classmates feel the same way about it?
Yeah, sometimes they talk about it with me at recess about their problems, and that when they come at school and the first thing in the morning that they do is the mindful music. It helps them concentrate and forget about their problems. Yeah.
So it actually does help everybody calm down and feel better and have a good day.
Yeah.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join us. And Jill, tell me about the students at the Academy who are involved in this program.
Sure. So we are a preschool through eighth grade Cincinnati Public School. We have a dual program. We teach Chinese, Japanese, Arabic, and Russian, and then English as a second language. About 54% of our population are English language learners from over 35 different countries that speak about as many different languages. So a very diverse student body. I believe our record was in one classroom, we had students from 13 different countries.
So is it tough to get kids in this age group to do something like this, to practice mindfulness?
You know, it really was not a struggle at all. The first week, Stacy was very good at guiding us through the steps of getting grounded and having our feet on the floor. And, you know, the students now just fall right into it. They hear Stacy's voice come over the intercom, and it's just this automatic calm across the building of students, you know, putting their feet on the ground and putting their hands loose and focusing or closing their eyes. I bet you they could all recite our beginning mantra to get us ready.
So how long do they do this each morning?
It's about 3 minutes.
Okay.
So very quick. You know, we've got a lot to do in the school day, so Stacy was very mindful of that, and so it takes about 3 to 5 minutes.
And Jackie, does everybody get excited about doing this? Do they look forward to this part of the day?
Yeah, they do. I think they do a lot. In my class, they like it. They sit and they do whatever we tell them to do in the announcements, and they do it.
Jill, the teachers are also taking part in this, right?
Absolutely.
So what's been their response to this?
It's been great. You know, when we introduced this to the staff, we wanted to make sure that everybody was on board, and we had an unanimous vote that we wanted to move forward with it. And I think that for them as well, everybody has busy mornings and busy lives, and so it's great for the adults as well as the students to sort of take that pause before school starts. To really sort of focus on why we're there and be sure that we're all present in the moment and not bringing all the extra baggage in with us.
Now, let's listen to another classical piece that's part of the program. This is Fanfare for the Common Man. So, Stacy, tell me how this one was tied into the musical moments, the Mindful Music Moments program. Tell me how this one fit in.
Well, we kicked off Mindful Music Moments our very first week. We listened to Fanfare for the Common Man all week long. And I think it is such an incredibly powerful piece of music, and I share this one a lot with all kinds of different groups of people. It just demands your attention, and it feels strong and emotional. And what I learned, because we have fun facts that accompany our Mindful Music Moments, that it was commissioned by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra in 1942. So it really is Cincinnati's music.
It has a Cincinnati tie. That's something I never knew either.
A really strong Cincinnati tie.
What were some of the lessons, Jill, that accompanied this particular piece?
I think it made everyone feel like superheroes. Everyone listened to the music and sort of puffed out their chest a little bit and, really felt like they could conquer their day.
Jackie,
and if I might interrupt,
sure.
Some of the, every day, so for 5 days, it's the same piece of music. And every day we prompt everyone to get ready to listen, and then there's a different sort of activity you can do. So one of them might be to listen for the silence and the space between the notes. Another prompt might be to, as I said earlier, see if you can find your breath. Notice your breath while listening to the music, or can you feel your heartbeat while listening to the music? Those are the kinds of extra prompts that we suggest.
Now, Stacy, you founded City Silence and the True Body Project and now Mindful Music Moments. And talk about why you felt there was a need for a program like this one and how it fits in with the other two.
So True Body Project is, I've been doing it for 10 years, and it's a mind-body wellness program. Usually the way that I get to do that program and others get to do that program is in an hour here, an hour there, after-school kinds of interventions, if you will. And that's how I first met the gang at Academy of World Languages. It's a very special school. It occurred to me that the kinds of stress that everyone is suffering from in our contemporary culture really was an opportunity to find ways to create cultural rituals where you didn't do wellness activities as sort of a special event, special needs, once a week program, but something that was more a part of the daily fiber. So last year, I did a 10-week in-school mindfulness program at the Academy of World Languages with 7th and 8th graders, and that's how I met Jackie. And what I learned there is, A, it's awesome to be able to share these kind of techniques for a longer period of time. But in schools, there's so little time even to do for kids to go to lunch. There's so much demands on the teachers and the students because of testing rigor. But I heard the morning announcements every morning. So it occurred to me that that was a moment to be able to deliver an experience repeatedly, so a cultural ritual. And that's really how Mindful Music Moments was born.
That's interesting. So you saw an opportunity with the PA announcements to do something.
Yes, and what's so cool about the research about mindfulness is that it only takes a short amount of time to start to reset the nervous system so that we can be more present to learning, to compassion, to being focused. And it really is more like anything. It's the daily ritual. You can do something really well for 30 minutes one time, but if you don't continue it, then you're not going to get the benefit. So it turned out to be a total win-win-win.
Jill, what do you see as the benefits? Have you noticed the kids behaving differently, this having a positive impact on them?
Absolutely. You know, I think it starts every day off on a positive note, but it's also giving our kids tools that they can use outside of that moment. I think that the most powerful thing that we're giving them is the tool to get grounded when everything else is swirling around you. And so not only every morning are we starting it off well, the students also know if at the end of their day or when they go home, if things are happening, they know the breath exercises or how to find their heartbeat and tune into that. And they can take that with them everywhere they go.
513-419-7100 to join us. And Colleen in Spring Grove joins us. Hi, Colleen.
Hi. I am a Xavier grad student who had the pleasure of being at AWL all this past semester. And I just wanted to say AWL is amazing and that mindful music really is a great start to the day. I really enjoyed it and I know my students did.
Yeah, so you really noticed a difference in everybody.
I really did. And I've been at several schools having been being a student that goes out into the field now, and it really is an amazing start to the day.
Colleen, thank you so much for the phone call. We really appreciate it. Again, 513-419-7100 to join us. And Stacy, did you want to say anything on that?
Oh, I just think it's so exciting. I mean, it's really, I'm not in the studio right now with Jackie and Jill, but hearing them talk about this experience that we've all been sharing and now hearing from Colleen, it sounds like in this moment exactly how I think we all feel every moment, every morning when we get to do this together. It makes me very happy. So I'm very happy to Colleen for calling in.
Jackie, talk about how this has helped you. Has this helped you with your schoolwork? And
Yeah, it helps me to be more positive. It helps me to concentrate better, to say to myself that I can do everything, that if I just try, I can, you know, I can achieve. Sometimes I'm not very positive, like, I don't know if I can do this, or I just want to give up. But in the morning, I came and then I did the mindful music. It helps me a lot to be more positive with myself and just to know that I can do everything if I just, you know, put it on my mind.
Are you?
Mark, can I interrupt?
Sure, go right ahead.
I know something about Jackie that I think is really awesome. Jackie, can you tell us what you want to do when you graduate from college and why?
I want to be a lawyer because I want to make my mom proud because she didn't finish the college when she was in my country. So I want to make her proud and I want to be a lawyer just like her.
That's a great, very impressive goal. Good for you.
Thank you.
And you think this is helping you. You're learning some things that you can take with you in life,
yeah,
aren't you? Do you listen to more classical music now that you've been exposed to it a little more?
I like classical music. I love classical music and country music.
And what about mindfulness? Do you find yourself doing certain things during the day, like maybe doing that bee breath we were talking about earlier to relax?
Yeah. To relax me when my brother is bugging me. It makes me relax.
This has many, many benefits beyond school.
Yeah.
One other example of the music. Or Stacy, did you want to say something else there?
No.
Okay, I just...
Delightful.
Let's touch on one more example of the music, and this one is O Mio Bambino Caro, which a friend of mine told me, because I don't know Italian. He told me that translates to, Oh, My Dearest Papa. But let's hear some from that. Beautiful piece. Jackie, is that giving you an appreciation for opera?
Yeah.
Stacy, tell me about how this one fit in.
Well, we started out the year. Our pilot program started in January, and we have featured every week, we have featured classical music selected by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. Well, we're super excited because next school year, we're able to offer both classical track as well as an opera track because of our partnership with the Cincinnati Opera. So the opera helped select that song for us to do an opera week at Academy of World Languages.
Stacy, are there other forms of music that work well with teaching mindfulness? In other words, you're going to branch out beyond just classical and opera with this?
Well, I'm intrigued with doing a track, a new music track, so I'm interested in creating a program that features contemporary music, perhaps with a little more diversity, global diversity, but that would probably be a year from now because we have a lot to do in the next year.
Well, and as far as mindful music moments with the classical music and the opera, do you plan to expand that to other schools?
Yes, it's really exciting. We're on board with probably, my guess is we're going to have 30 to 40 Cincinnati area schools on board for this starting in September. So we have many schools who are signing up through the CPS, Cincinnati Public School System. We have, we're chatting with Forest Hill Schools District. We're going to be in Indian Hill Middle School, Mount Auburn International Academy, Grandview Elementary in Bellevue. Our work with the opera is going to allow this to go into the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. And right now I'm in Los Angeles co-creating a program for senior citizens who live in senior centers. So I'm bringing mindful music to them, saying, does this help you? How might we use this in your senior center?
Stacy, Jill, and Jackie, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The founder of Mindful Music Moments and City Silence, Stacy Sims, resource coordinator at the Academy of World Languages, Jill Smith, and Academy of World Languages student, Jackie Munoz. Coming up, I'll talk with James Kingsland about Siddhartha's Brain, Unlocking the Ancient Science of Enlightenment. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.